Find a warm place to sit or lie and make yourself as comfortable as you can. Gently close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. Notice the rise and fall of your chest and belly as you breathe in and out. The sensation of the air as it comes in and out through your nose. And the gradual slowing and calming of the rhythm of your breath as you begin to relax. Over the next minute or two, let your mind wander slowly from the top of your head to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes. And whenever and wherever it finds tension or discomfort, take a deeper breath and let it go, like a sigh, releasing a little more each time, until the whole of your body feels as relaxed as you are able to at this time. Breathing in and out, letting go of any tensions you feel with a sigh. Right down to the tips of your toes and the tips of your fingers. Now I invite you to imagine that you are about to set off on a journey. This could be by sea, air, path, river, track. Allow your intuition and instinct to find the starting point of your journey. And when you feel that you are at the starting point, look around as if you are in a magical fairy tale and see what you have brought or been given to take on your journey. This could be a basket of food, a cloak, a special book or map. Spend a moment or two letting images emerge of where you are and what you have with you. And then I invite you to notice that you might not be alone, that there may be other people or beings that have come to accompany you on this journey. Remember, this can be as fantastical or wonderfully ordinary as you want it to be. See it as an opportunity to simply daydream or to create a magical new world or anything in between. So look around and see who might be accompanying you on this journey. Now you are aware of what you are taking with you and who or what's accompanying you. It's time to see what your means of transport will be. It could be that you will be walking or swimming, but there may be a bird or animal that has come to carry you on your journey. Or you may see a carriage, or a small boat, or even a spaceship or a galleon. Don't judge what comes, just be fascinated and excited, as if you were a child watching a theatre performance of a fairy tale. The less you control what comes to you, the more unexpectedly revealing the results can be. And now it is time to set out on your journey, asking the guiding force of this dream to lead you or transport you to your perfect destination, somewhere where you can experience a deepening of understanding about what your life's purpose is, and a clarity of vision for what is most likely to bring you joy and fulfillment. For the next 2 or 3 minutes, I will be silent, so you can travel to your destination and gain insights from the signs and symbols that you see or sense both along the way and when you arrive. just another minute, checking in with anybody or anything around you, asking any questions that you might want to ask, getting a sense of the extraordinary journey of your life. What has been, what is to come, who and how you are in this moment, on this journey or at this destination. Knowing that this place is somewhere that you can visit again and again, and that each time you do this meditation you can learn more and more from this journey, begin to make preparations to return back to today. Say farewell to any being who has accompanied or guided you, and give thanks for what you have experienced. Know also that if you haven't seen or experienced a great deal that you have been conscious of, there may have been subconscious journeys taking place that will emerge in your dreams and thoughts in the coming days. And gradually, gently, find a way to bring your dream self back to this room, to travel back to your body, to your breath, to the here and now. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes.